Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with our good friend, Jaden Klingemann. He is a senior on the Mercer County Golden Eagle football team. So they improved 4-2 last Friday night, heading down the final stretch of the regular season, just three games remaining for a senior. And I guess that's kind of how we'll begin our conversation today. Are you letting this kind of sink in that it's your senior year and your final year of playing high school football?
Yeah, it's definitely something. I mean, not going to be on the field any longer because I don't plan on going to college. So I'm trying to just live it up my best with my friends, like the captains. They're all my best friends. And just try to live it up and do best we can.
But you're going to college just not to play.
Yes.
Because right? Mom and Dad are probably listening and saying, well, wait a minute, Jaden's going to, I thought he's going to college.
Yeah.
There was a great picture I saw, and I think this kind of symbolizes a lot of what goes on and why high school sports to me are still pretty important. It has maybe not so much to do with what goes on the field, but what goes on off the field. And I saw your dad tweeted out, I think over the weekend, large batch of pancakes, two logs of cinnamon roll waffles, 2 pounds of bacon, and a gallon plus of orange juice gone in 30 minutes. And there's a picture of the Lily Boys. I'll mention them again. Steve-O, that's Steve Speaker, and E.T. Evan Terrell and Jaden Klingemann.
Yep.
So you're going to look back and remember that picture someday and say, how much do I miss that? So tell us why those type of things are important.
I mean, because that's what makes us a family. I mean, yeah, you can play football with anyone and you can, like, talk to anyone, but hanging out off the field, getting to know each other a lot better, talking about games, talking about different games, just having a good time.
How do you think the offensive line has developed this year? And give a shout-out to the boys who play up front.
Well, we've actually done pretty well. I mean, we have two seniors, me and Alec, and we got returning junior Caden Smet, and then I mean he played a little bit last year, and then we got Trey Seafeld, who is a sophomore who has done incredible. We got Brody Asp, who's done incredible. He's also a sophomore, just trying to, it's like obviously this first year for them won't be amazing, but I mean it'll build them up for how they will become later on.
So you know, when you play the no huddle, I always tell people, the center, it's up to him. Because then you have to, you know, the stuff is signaled in from the sideline. Mm. And that's related to the quarterback. And that involves snap count. So what some people say, well, that's not that complicated. They practice that all week. But in the course of a game, I mean, is it that simple? To me, it looks more complicated than maybe.
I mean, it's not that bad. Doing it on the wristbands where, like, he would yell out a number and, like, we would just look. I mean, that was easy, but sometimes, like, not everyone could hear. So then when he does signals with his hands, and, like, it's a lot easier to tell, but you just got to be able to be smart enough and remember. And if you aren't, then, I mean, kind of out of luck.
Then you can hear about it.
Yeah.
But the center, though, it's snap count, too, though. So it's not only play.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of snap count for everybody else, but you're the guy that has the ball in his hands.
Yeah. I mean, I trust Rashawn because, like, he runs the snap count. So I just kind of trust him making a good enough decision about what the snap count is. Because, like, if we're more up-tempo, we're obviously not going to take our time with, like, four or five hits, but, I mean, Rashawn's a smart enough kid. He's been here before, so.
And then kind of the science of the game for a center. Mm-hmm. Like, when you play early in the year, basically it stays lighter longer. So that means kind of the field conditions now when it gets darker earlier, the wetness of the ball.
Yeah.
Is there an issue? I mean, that's the other thing that you kind of have to deal with.
Not really.
But they're probably saying to Klingemann, don't make excuses about the ball being.
Yeah. Oh, well, you gotta persevere, you know, I mean. But I mean, when it's just like dew, I mean, that's not that bad. But like first like 3 or 4 weeks, like it rained 2 or 3 of them. Like that's kinda difficult. I mean, we just gotta keep switching the balls out, but I mean kinda, and like Hofer at practice, like if we think it's gonna be raining, he comes around with a water bottle and just soaks the ball, which I hate, but it's whatever.
All right, so before I wrap up, your favorite employee at WRMJ?
I probably have to say Ty Taylor.
And why is that?
I mean, I play Fortnite with a guy, and...
And he has his WRMJ scoreboard. Hopefully he tries to get lineman's name in the highlights, too.
Yeah, geez. If he doesn't, I won't have to kick his butt or something.
All right, and then, to talk about family involved in all this, because I see your mother takes basically a picture after every game, right?
Yeah.
So those are, like, memories that maybe you're like, do we need to take a picture after every game?
Yeah.
But someday you're going to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate my mom for... Like even after a loss, always taking a picture of her, because, like, I mean, eventually, like, we'll be separate. Like, I won't be with her for my whole life, and I'll look back and be like, man, I really wish.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then your brother, so you're the second Klingemann that's went through the program, because AJ played.
Yep.
Dad's been around the program, coached you in youth sports coming up.
Yep.
And then his sister that was involved in the Nat Zungle era program, right?
Yep.
So what, I mean, the family's been involved from the get-go, right?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, always having your name mentioned and just in the mix. I mean, AJ, he was a pretty good player.
He's a real good player.
Well, but Michaela, like, she was with his uncle helping him out, and it's just nice because then it gives you, like, a little insight. I mean, I wasn't nearly as scared coming into my freshman year because I had AJ to look out for me. Michaela looked out for AJ, and it's just been kind of nice.
Yeah, all right, so so far putting the season in perspective. You know, I guess you look at the game so far and two games that you lose, you had a chance to win, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of how are you approaching the final 3 weeks of the season here?
We're looking to not mess up. I mean, Elmwood and A-Dub are losses. I mean, that could have been determined by 4 or 5 plays. Could have changed the whole aspect of the game. So we're looking to minimize the errors, especially going into the postseason. Minimize errors. We trust our coaches and making us perform to the best of our abilities.
All right. Well, go eat some more cinnamon roll pancakes, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Jaden, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Jaden Klingemann with us on WRMJ.